Exame Final Nacional de Inglês. Prova 550. Primeira fase. Ensino secundário. 2023. 11º ano de escolaridade. Continuação. Bienal. Vai agora realizar a parte A da prova. Compreensão do oral. Escute com muita atenção e siga as instruções. Mesmo que não compreenda alguma palavra ou frase, continue a resolver a prova e mantenha-se em silêncio. A parte A da prova é composta por 7 itens relativos a 2 textos, texto 1 e texto 2. Antes de ouvir cada texto, dispõe de alguns segundos para ler os respectivos itens. Vai ouvir cada texto 2 vezes. Enquanto estiver a ouvir, pode anotar as suas respostas no enunciado. Lembre-se de que terá de as registar posteriormente na folha de respostas. Dispõe de alguns segundos no final de cada audição para registar e verificar as suas respostas. Atenção, toda a prova será em inglês. Vire agora a página do enunciado para dar início à parte A da prova. Compreensão do oral.
Text 1. You will hear 3 teenagers answering the question, "Do you think there are still male and female jobs?" For item 1, match the names, Beatrice, Carl or Diana, in column A, with the ideas they express in column B. Use all the ideas once. On your answer sheet, write only the names and the numbers. Now, read the ideas in column B. You have 25 seconds to read them. Now, listen. Beatrice.
Definitely. I think that particularly applies to women. There is still a lot of prejudice when it comes to women doing certain jobs. You don't usually see female mechanics or lorry drivers. People still think women were not built for physical work. It really gets on my nerves. I think women are capable of anything. I don't think people are quite as biased when it comes to men. For example, being a male chef is trendy. Many of them even have TV shows. I think things do need to change. There must be more equality in the job market. If we think about salaries, for instance, the gender pay gap is a reality. I read that women are paid 82.7% of men's wages. That is really unfair, and so is the fact that I cannot get a certain job because people think a man should do it.
Carl.
To be honest, I think so. We still tend to be a bit biased in relation to certain jobs. To tell you the truth, I think women and men are a bit different in the sense that they often have different tastes and characteristics. Of course, that doesn't mean that one gender is better than the other, or that someone cannot perform brilliantly, or earn huge amounts of money in a specific job just because of their gender. I truly believe both can be great at any job, as long as they like it and have the right skills. So, I think there should be equal opportunities for all.
Diana.
Well, I think there's no denying it. The point is, why? It's very hard to change people's mentalities, and women sometimes also perpetuate inequality because they treat their children differently, depending on whether they are boys or girls. Just look at the toys people buy for boys and for girls, or even the colors boys and girls wear. So, it's obvious that people still look sideways at women who work on construction sites, or that drive a lorry, and at men who work as nannies or florists. It doesn't really make any sense, but, unfortunately, I don't think things will change anytime soon.
Listen again. Beatrice.
Definitely. I think that particularly applies to women. There is still a lot of prejudice when it comes to women doing certain jobs. You don't usually see female mechanics or lorry drivers. People still think women were not built for physical work. It really gets on my nerves. I think women are capable of anything. I don't think people are quite as biased when it comes to men. For example, being a male chef is trendy. Many of them even have TV shows. I think things do need to change. There must be more equality in the job market. If we think about salaries, for instance, the gender pay gap is a reality. I read that women are paid 82.7% of men's wages. That is really unfair, and so is the fact that I cannot get a certain job because people think a man should do it.
Carl.
To be honest, I think so. We still tend to be a bit biased in relation to certain jobs. To tell you the truth, I think women and men are a bit different in the sense that they often have different tastes and characteristics. Of course, that doesn't mean that one gender is better than the other, or that someone cannot perform brilliantly, or earn huge amounts of money in a specific job just because of their gender. I truly believe both can be great at any job, as long as they like it, and have the right skills. So, I think there should be equal opportunities for all.
Diana.
Well, I think there's no denying it. The point is, why? It's very hard to change people's mentalities, and women sometimes also perpetuate inequality because they treat their children differently, depending on whether they are boys or girls. Just look at the toys people buy for boys and for girls, or even the colors boys and girls wear. So, it's obvious that people still look sideways at women who work on construction sites, or that drive a lorry, and at men who work as nannies or florists. It doesn't really make any sense, but, unfortunately, I don't think things will change anytime soon.
Now, check your answers. That is the end of the listening of text 1. Text 2. You will hear a radio conversation about a teenage chef. For items 2.1 to 2.6, choose the correct option, A, B, or C. On your answer sheet, write only the numbers and the letters. You have 1 minute to read the items. Now listen. And now for more news from the world of work. Today, we'll be talking about career choices with Susan Evans and Chris Patterson. Susan, how would you feel if your 7-year-old son surprised you with a delicious breakfast in bed?
I think I would run to the kitchen to see if anything was burning.
That was exactly how Alvin Keffer's mother reacted. We're talking about the latest sensation of the Kenya television network. The boy who taught himself how to cook mouth-watering dishes. Chris, why is it so surprising that a young boy can be a great chef? Don't most of us have an idea of what we want to be early in our lives? I used to play with microphones pretending I was hosting radio shows when I was 5.
Actually, no. Many young people struggle with that decision, even though they are called upon to make choices early in their teenage years. Too early, if you ask me. Alvin Keffers is an exception, really. I think he's an inspiration, not only because of his will to chase his dream of becoming a famous chef so early in his life, but also because he is fighting against stereotyping.
Susan, do you think we expect children to make choices that affect their future too early?
Well, it's a fact that our children have to make school-related choices that affect their future, but I don't think that they are irreversible. And besides, they usually turn out fine, which means most children do have an idea of what they want to become. Even though teenage brains differ from adults in terms of the decision-making process, that doesn't mean they can't make sensible decisions or that it has to become something to worry about.
That's exactly my point. Teenage brains are different. Science has discovered that the frontal cortex, the area of the brain that controls reasoning, develops later. This part of the brain is still changing and maturing well into adulthood. As a consequence, teenagers tend to make more unpredictable and spontaneous choices. They have strong beliefs, but quite often their actions are guided by emotion rather than by reason, and sometimes those actions may even seem to go against their personal traits.
That means they choose more with their hearts, even though for some people that may have negative consequences. But I'm sure Alvin was not thinking about becoming rich or famous. He probably just loves to cook, and that is what drives him. And I think that's great. Analysing our reasons may be overrated as far as these decisions are concerned. Besides, the fact that he was able to persevere in chasing his dream and the way he's changing mentalities regarding gender-related jobs is what we should be focusing on.
That's true. Alvin, who's now 13, has become one of Kenya's celebrity chefs, despite the fact that many people still believe in the old-fashioned idea that boys should not work in the kitchen.
Definitely. And those are not easy challenges for teenagers. Those beliefs limit their potential and have a negative effect on society as a whole.
I totally agree. Many young people don't reach their potential because of biased concepts of work. This is particularly true in more traditional societies where distorted expectations of male and female roles are still widely accepted. However, some young people are now fighting prejudice, as Alvin did, even though he wasn't really aware of it. Launching a cooking club at his school turned out to be mind-changing. We need more persistent young people like him.
I couldn't agree more. Alvin's mother said he was never discouraged, even by the countless ingredients he'd never heard of. If he couldn't find or order them in the local stores, or if they were too expensive, he'd swap one ingredient for an alternative. The need to be resourceful helped him understand the science of cooking and the art of creating flavours.
Well, that just shows us that sometimes obstacles make young people develop other skills and learn to think outside the box. And that's a tremendous help for both their academic and professional future.
Thank you so much for today's conversation, Susan and Chris. Listen again. And now for more news from the world of work. Today, we'll be talking about career choices with Susan Evans and Chris Patterson. Susan, how would you feel if your 7-year-old son surprised you with a delicious breakfast in bed?
I think I would run to the kitchen to see if anything was burning.
That was exactly how Alvin Keffer's mother reacted. We're talking about the latest sensation of the Kenya television network. The boy who taught himself how to cook mouth-watering dishes. Chris, why is it so surprising that a young boy can be a great chef? Don't most of us have an idea of what we want to be early in our lives? I used to play with microphones pretending I was hosting radio shows when I was 5.
Actually, no. Many young people struggle with that decision, even though they are called upon to make choices early in their teenage years. Too early, if you ask me. Alvin Keffers is an exception, really. I think he's an inspiration, not only because of his will to chase his dream of becoming a famous chef so early in his life, but also because he is fighting against stereotyping.
Susan, do you think we expect children to make choices that affect their future too early?
Well, it's a fact that our children have to make school-related choices that affect their future, but I don't think that they are irreversible. And besides, they usually turn out fine, which means most children do have an idea of what they want to become. Even though teenage brains differ from adults in terms of the decision-making process, that doesn't mean they can't make sensible decisions or that it has to become something to worry about.
That's exactly my point. Teenage brains are different. Science has discovered that the frontal cortex, the area of the brain that controls reasoning, develops later. This part of the brain is still changing and maturing well into adulthood. As a consequence, teenagers tend to make more unpredictable and spontaneous choices. They have strong beliefs, but quite often their actions are guided by emotion rather than by reason, and sometimes those actions may even seem to go against their personal traits.
That means they choose more with their hearts, even though for some people that may have negative consequences. But I'm sure Alvin was not thinking about becoming rich or famous. He probably just loves to cook, and that is what drives him. And I think that's great. Analysing our reasons may be overrated as far as these decisions are concerned. Besides, the fact that he was able to persevere in chasing his dream and the way he's changing mentalities regarding gender-related jobs is what we should be focusing on.
That's true. Alvin, who's now 13, has become one of Kenya's celebrity chefs, despite the fact that many people still believe in the old-fashioned idea that boys should not work in the kitchen.
Definitely. And those are not easy challenges for teenagers. Those beliefs limit their potential and have a negative effect on society as a whole.
I totally agree. Many young people don't reach their potential because of biased concepts of work. This is particularly true in more traditional societies where distorted expectations of male and female roles are still widely accepted. However, some young people are now fighting prejudice, as Alvin did, even though he wasn't really aware of it. Launching a cooking club at his school turned out to be mind-changing. We need more persistent young people like him.
I couldn't agree more. Alvin's mother said he was never discouraged, even by the countless ingredients he'd never heard of. If he couldn't find or order them in the local stores, or if they were too expensive, he'd swap one ingredient for an alternative. The need to be resourceful helped him understand the science of cooking and the art of creating flavours.
Well, that just shows us that sometimes obstacles make young people develop other skills and learn to think outside the box. And that's a tremendous help for both their academic and professional future.
Thank you so much for today's conversation, Susan and Chris. Now check your answers. That is the end of the listening of text 2. That is the end of part A.